Hi, my name's Cedar Thorburn. I'm 18 and I'm from Olds.
Cedar, just what has the season been like for you and the Red Setter Fund Chiefs to get, you know, all the way through winning an ESSO Cup championship and be a national champion?
Yeah, it was a really good season. Like, it was such a good group of girls. I'm sad it's over, but we all put in, like, the work to get there and, like, worked for each other, and our coach said, like, go to the wall for each other, and that's what we did.
Yeah, and to get out there, obviously a new experience traveling that far away from home and have such a successful week. You guys, you wound up going 7-0 and had some exciting overtime games. Just what kind of a week was that like for you guys?
It was definitely busy. We made sure to, like, stay hydrated and eat good and make sure our bodies were feeling good. But, yeah, we just, like, also made sure to have fun. Like, that's a really cool experience. So we made sure to enjoy it with each other and just do the best as we could and have fun.
You bet. And as it winds up getting to overtime against one of the Ontario teams there, you get an assist on the winning goal. Just walk us through, you know, what you saw on the play.
Yeah, I mean, we were just kind of making sure, like, we had possession. Our D took it back, and she passed me the puck, and then I saw Jensen open there, and I passed it, and she had a breakaway, and then finished it.
Yeah, so what was that moment like then for all of you to be able to celebrate and, you know, get your pictures with the you know, national banner?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, this was, like, we all dreamed of this as a kid. Like, when this was our dream as little kids to be in that situation, and then actually being able to do it and, like, do it with, like, the best girls I've ever been able to do it with. Like, they're just a great group, and, like, just means a lot winning it with them.
You bet. To have a few from right here in the local area, obviously yourself and Kendall from here in Olds, you had Elena from in Carstairs as well. That, you know, how much more special is that to have, you know, some of you small town girls on the team here?
No, that means a lot. Mark has always coached me from U15, and I've grown up, like, knowing the Hammers and being friends with them, and, like, it means a lot being able to win with, like, close people like that too.
Yeah, and what has the reaction been like since you got home?
It's been good. I'm a little sad that it's over, but I still, like, can't believe we won it, and I'm just really happy and grateful we won it.
You bet. And the last one for you, you know, what's next for you? Do you have opportunities to continue playing hockey in your future?
Yeah, I'm going to RDP next year, and I've signed there for hockey, and then I'm taking my Bachelor of Education there as well.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on a national championship, and thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.